slam me like I'm some sort of white fool. But this white fool packed the right tool to ignite you into a...
They look at me like I'm a white fool, but this white fool will light you and ignite you. Bro had bar, and he had the brains.
My chicos, my chicos, my chico, my chico, my chicos, my chicos, my chico, my chico.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Chico's World. Hey! Before we start this video, I want y'all to comment below. Is Pitbull a sellout? But before we get into all that, let me give you some history. So before Pitbull, we have other Latino rappers, other Chicos. But if you're doing a top 50 rappers of all time, there's only one name on that list. It's Big Pun. You're not putting Fat Joe, Cypress Hill, who else? Cuban Link. You're not putting none of them on there. Now that there are some rappers that are mixed with Latino, like Fabulous, Noriega, Joel Santana, I think Cam'ron. But if we doing like when you think of Big Pun, you think of a rapper, bars, and he's Puerto Rican, Latino. Big Pun probably has like the most respect. Like, given from everyone knows Big Pun's nice. Everyone pretty much, if you go off anybody's list, like any rapper, any music producer, any radio station, when they did their top 50 list, Big Pun was in that list. Whether you had him too high, too low, he's on that top 50 list. And I feel like Pitbull was the next Big Pun. Yeah, Pitbull had a different style. He definitely had a different style. He's from Florida. He's from Miami. He likes to party. And nothing's wrong with that. He has songs like Kulo, Toma, what other ones he had? Get It with Yin Yang Twins. But Pitbull's early career, bro used to snap. He rapped. He had respect. Like, he had, to me, I ain't gonna say he had as much respect like Big Pun had, but a lot of people in the rap game respected Pitbull when he first came out. He started off freestyling. Like, so if you go back to his story, from what I know, Pitbull started off freestyling. I heard a story that back in the 90s, DMX had a concert in Miami. So naturally, people were coming to rap and everything, and so they're doing these cyphers outside. I don't know if it was a studio or the actual show event, but they had people rapping, and a 17-year-old Pitbull came out there and it was rapping with everybody, like holding his own. And then Irv Gotti caught Irv Gotti's attention, so Irv Gotti came and hollered at him like, "Bro, let me get a demo from you." So he was like, "Bro, I don't know what a demo is. All I do is freestyle." He goes, "You ain't got nothing written?" He said, "Nah." So he said, "You got to get that together." So he got that together. It actually signed with Uncle Luke and Luke Skywalker Records. I don't know what happened between then and Lil Jon, but he ended up signing with Lil Jon. And that's when it was a rap, skis. It was a rap then. But yeah. So around that time, He was doing his party music, but he was also keeping it street at the same time. He was doing like the Born and Raised. He was doing stuff on Rap City, 106 at Park, radio stations. He was doing features, like dope features too. Not just wanting booty shaking features, like actually dope features where he's rapping. Even the Born and Raised, to me, he out-rapped Rick Ross and Trick Daddy. We're going to get into that later. But back to what I was saying, like sometimes you have to sacrifice. I felt like he should have sacrificed, not his life or anything, or even, I understand why he did it, because he started doing the mainstream commercial music, the partying and hey, it's the 305 and like for the money, like we know that. So get your money, like, all the respect for that. But I still I don't like it as a fan because I felt like he could have been so much bigger, like, especially for Latino rappers trying to come up. Like, they're already, when we're in a competition with majority black artists, if you could bust down some barricades, you need to do it. It's your right. It's just something that you have to do to help out other artists. Because a lot of people look at Latino rappers and laugh at us. Lil Pump, Tekashi 6ix9ine, whoever else. Yeah, Fat Joe get his respect. But Fat Joe get his respect just because he's the OG. Fat Joe don't get respect because he can rap. When have you ever said, yo, play that Fat Joe song? That thing was hot. He had bars. He was spitting on that. You never hear that. Unless it was with Big Pun in them. But, so I felt like he still should have, because Pitbull's from like the hood in Miami. Pitbull's not from no suburbs or anything. Pitbull's from the hood. I think he's from the Poker and the Beans projects. He's from one of them. I know he used to always keep goons with him. I know that. So yeah. So we're about to go, I'm about to dissect some of his music, his early music. So if you haven't heard like the real Pitbull, you can get, you know, kind of accustomed to it. You know, let's go. We're going to start off with his freestyles. This one right here started off in 1997.
The woods cook the rack, cut the glass, that is back. Have a sort of spot, the cops with the black hat, you happen to be with speed. Man, did you get the cream? Shit indeed. So let's go blow, nigga, twist the green. But before, crush the weed, pick the seed. Make a nigga bleed if you can see the 5-0. Fuck up my flow, my dough, he's gone, that's no. Put that in my main man up in the sky, yo, cause we clutch 4-5s. Buck eyes like Ohio, stuck guys, surprise while they eyes low. Make they dope, my dough. Guess they bitch up, ask up who you got for. Make a my hoe to intrigue my foes. Make her make folks go down for a mouthful. Swerving and playing me like I'm some sort of white fool. But this white fool packed the right tool to ignite you into a...
They look at me like I'm a white fool, but this white fool will light you and ignite you. Bro had bars, and he had the brains. Bro, that's what I'm talking about. Like, Pitbull. Y'all look at him like he's this suit-wearing, cleaned-up Miami Vice type of rapper or pop star. Bro had the braids, the beanie, or whatever, the skullie. He was in there with the hood. But see, he had bars.
Sort of white fool, but this white fool packed the right tool to ignite you into a...
So this is at Uncle Luke's Something Nasty tour. So this must have been when he was still with Uncle Luke. But the first album came out actually around 2001, so I don't know if he was already with John then or what.
I come with the flow that you never heard. Like an STD, I burn a bitch. Itchy ass bigger than a burner clip. I'm new to the game and I'm learning quick. Piss the name, spits the flame, switch the game. That's what I'm gonna do. What you gonna do when I come through? Gun holes that you're gonna net you. You can try to duck, run, hide, but when you get stuck, you're done, you're dead, you die. Get it, got it good, so why put your life on the line? Admit it, I'm nice with the rhymes. When I spit it, it's all for the crimes. My nut is all for the dimes. Fence trying to peek through the line.
He said, my nut's all for the dimes. Hey, bro, if you see old boy in the back, if you look at him back here, hold up.
I come with the flow that you never heard, like an STD.
Look, bro's all the way in the back. Watch how he comes up just because how Pitbull is spitting.
I burn a bitch. Itchy ass bigger than a burner clip. I'm new to the game and I'm learning quick. Piss the name, spits the flame, switch the game. That's what I'm gonna do. What you gonna do when I come through? Gun holes that you're gonna net you. You can try to duck, run, hide, but when you get stuck, you're done, you're dead, you die. Get it, got it good, so why put your life on the line? Admit it, I'm nice with the rhymes. When I spit it, it's all for the crimes. My nut is all for the dimes. Fence trying to peek through the line. To nail me in jail for time. What the fuck, they think that I'm lying? They see me trying to see me in the back of minds, wishing to be me. They see me, but I don't see them. Grow up, motherfuckers, and be me. Before you get pushed back, they see me. Houston, keep on leaning. All my mommies keep on screaming and fiending, dreaming. The sign, pits, green up, agreement. I'm letting y'all know now. I hit till it's bleeding. Attitude depends on the season. Got a jealous man, what you think that man loves more? His bitch is breathing. Come on, man.
Like, bro, He could freestyle. He had bars. He was there for the hood. All right, let's go to some more music. This is Rap City, the basement freestyle. Where you rapped in the basement. Bring that back. Can we bring that show back? I think I saw something about that, but we need Rap City, the basement, when they freestyle. But we need like Big Tigger to do it. We don't need no Mad Lynx and everybody else they had, bro. No, we only want Joe Clair. We just want Big Tigger, the best one to ever do it.
Okay, it's Rap City right now. You know what it is right now. Your boy Mad Lynx, right here, Producers Week. I'm letting more than one and two's the baddest one out.
We in the booth now. We in the booth now. Look, man. I hear these cats, but they talk about they bust, bro. I already told you, R.I.P. or the Justo. I got my dog, Mad Lynx, and we both on the bottom. Watch him, you need it, we got him. Believe me. This is a straight off the top, I'm off the chain, man. You can say I'm off the flip, I'm off the everything. They say he Cuban, but he never losing, bruising anything that come in my way. And believe me, man, I'm choosing the right way to go. Why? Cause I can flow, I know what I'm talking about. Believe me, bro. Man, let me tell you about Pit, man. Snort coke, spit crack, man. It's something about me, I'm on that Fat Joe beat. Come through, on any street, any block, any city, any town. You can tell me, you can clap, you a clown. Now let me tell you something about Pit, man. You can clap pretty, but when I rhyme, dog, it's Rap City.
Yeah! You can tell that this is a freestyle. You can tell he didn't have nothing written. That's what I love, like, even though they don't be as sounding as good as the written freestyles, when you just do it off of your head, and like the newer artist that I like that does it, Juice WRLD was doing it too, just like that. That's why you gotta respect it when they do stuff like that. A lot of people can't do it like that. They'll have it written and just do it. Bro, we want it off the muscle, like we want it off the head. So this is the first time that I heard Pitbull rap was actually on this Lil Jon album. And it, all it is was a little skit. I didn't know he was Cuban or nothing. I didn't know he was a Chico. I just heard him and bro spit harder than everybody else on the album. And like, I wanted more. Like when I heard this, I was like, bro, I need more.
Cool. Yeah. Lil Jon. Eastside boys, that little Cuban from Miami, Pitbull. I appreciate y'all giving me the opportunity to spit on your shit, dog. When it comes to these hoes, y'all on some Halloween shit, start trickin' and treatin'. But I'm on some Halloween shit too, getting messed up for the eradication. Boo, with the palm trees or red clay, yeah. We get down the same way, yeah. Little John's from Scott, but this little Cuban from the county of Day. Pitbull's here to a voice's opinion, and y'all gon' hear it. All up and down the east side, I'ma show y'all how dirty we ride. From day to Decatur, only difference is y'all blow draw and we blow crippin'. But really there's no difference, cause they're both green and sticky. I don't mean to be picky, but John, tell your boys from the east side to put me down with one of those red bone who has a pretty face in waist and thick thighs. From the M-I-A to the A-T-L, we've been connecting on work, but keep that on the DL. I see me motor.
Right. See, he just had that flow. Pitbull had that God-given talent and that flow. It wasn't no ABCs. He knew how to just ride the beat and everything. Like, Pitbull was nice. Yeah, this was his first single. Yeah, cool. Yeah, let's go. Once we heard this, it was a rap. Both couldn't even know what Kulo meant, was still rapping to this. What I was saying, bro, he was able to do like Spanish music and the hood still want to hear it. The hood still love this. This song was so big, especially during spring break times, summertime, everybody was playing this in their cars. Everybody was playing this. This song was so dope. This is a timeless song. Chica.
Bendo. Yeah! Pull up to the club, walk in, then I pull up to the bar, get drinks, then I pull up to a bra, let them know what it is, how it is, why it is, what it is. I ain't got time for no games. I'm hoping, my man, that you feel the same. I got what you need to feel the pain. Here's my number. Call me when you're up for an even exchange. Feel me. Let me see you do that. Dirty dance. Let me feel me. Let me see you touch your toes or shake that thing and talk to you. Feel me. On my Chicos, on my Jamaicans, on my Blacks, on my Haitians. Feel me. Cause they know I'm a wreck to the day that they... Kulo!
So hit me that time, get it, get it, get it,
Kulo!
Like, just, I don't know what else I could say. Pitbull was nice. Now this is what you really, like, this right here was when he was out rapping some of the better rappers. Everyone, like, this blew everybody's mind when Pitbull rapped on this. This changed really, like, before, like, he was like, okay, a party, Miami, Florida type of rapper, Spanish rapper, Cuban rapper. But when he went with Trick Daddy and Rick Ross, that's when they knew, like, this is when he really got his respect in the hip-hop game. And this is what I'm talking about, what pissed me off, that he went away from this. Because he was spitting on this song. We ain't hitting you. We want to sap you. You know how hard that bar is?
We ain't just hitting you, buddy. We want to sap you. We coming hard like them Cubans in the 80s, dog.
Yes.
Go ahead. Throw it in the pot. I bet it's wrong. Pero ten cuidado con un tumbe porque se lo llevan todo. Llama al baba la pregúntale por un despojo. Pero al final de todo, tú no puedes con los lobos.
You see how he's bringing the Spanish into the rap? And still making it, like, he's not making it green where, like, oh, there we go. He wanna do the Spanish shit. Nah, he's making it where you still was spitting it. You didn't care that he was speaking Spanish. If anything, that enhanced the song. You see how he's bringing Trick Daddy, Uncle Luke, like, he's showing homage. He's bowing down. How he said, what did he say, Trick's the mayor, Luke's the king of Florida? Like, if you're from Florida, those are two people that you respect in Florida. Uncle Luke and Trick Daddy. Like, those are the founders, to me, in hip-hop when it comes to Florida. And they don't get their proper respect. They don't get their proper due for what they did for hip-hop. A lot of people are like, yeah, Kodak Black, Triple X, maybe even T-Pain, who else? But they started this. If it wasn't for them, there would be no Plies. There would be no Kodak, no Yak. Bro, they started this. And Pitbull was showing, he was paying homage and saying, like, let y'all know.
Old school Chevy heaven, old school niggas preaching. Young niggas wildin', getting rich off keys and violence. Trick, he's the mayor. Luke, he's the king. I'm Mr. 305, put that on a triple beam. I bet it weigh out more than a boatload of keys.
He said, I'm Mr. 305, put that on a triple beam. I bet it outweigh a boatload of keys. Holler at this Chico, cause this lick's on me. Bro, Ben Bobby spittin'.
Rich off keys and violence. Trick, the mayor.
Luke, he's the king. I'm Mr. 305. Put that on the triple beam.
I bet it weigh out more than a boatload of keys. Holla at them Haitians, let them know that the flicks on me.
Like, Pimp Bull was nice, bro. Miami. Rick Ross to this day hold Carroll City, but bro, he rep like he is Miami. Even now he still rep Miami. Mr. 305. But he just got away from the music. Bro, he got away from all that. I just wish he would have stayed with it. Like, you know, stay 1 foot, you know, in the streets, 1 foot, you know, in the commercial thing. When I say streets, I don't mean him going out in the actual streets. But I'm saying, like, still stay relevant with you know, rappers. Now he did songs with, like, Neo, Flo Rida, J-Lo, and all that's cool. Why you not doing nothing with Wayne, with Ross, with Khaled? You haven't heard him on Khaled thing since the first album. This all I'll say, this is the only thing that ever pissed me off. Like, I remember I was in Miami, right? I was outside, I was on South Beach. We went to this place called, I think it was David's Cafe. I think it's on Collins. I don't even think it's there no more because I went a couple months ago. I couldn't find it. So, you know, all the waitresses, cooks, they all Latino. They played Pitbull on the actual TV. It was some channel. I forgot what channel it was. And then Pitbull came on. Everybody stopped what they're doing just to watch Pitbull on what he was doing, some little interview he was doing. When I say, like, this man gave us hope, he made it for other Latinos to make it. But he was the last great Latino rapper that we had. And I just wish he would have stayed more into the street part, the hip, not even street. I keep saying street. I wish he would have stayed more into the hip hop and not just the pop. That's my whole complaint about him. If he would have stayed in the hip hop and still did his little pop thing, we'd have no complaints. But this is going to wrap it up for this. Let me know what y'all think of Pitbull. Is he a sellout? Is he justified? Let me know in the comment section. And we out. Hey!